President Obama spoke to the big pro-Israel lobby AIPAC on Saturday. He described his support of Israeli borders based on the lines of June 1967 with mutually agreed swaps as a case of saying publicly what has long been acknowledged privately. The president had said that publicly in a speech at the State Department last Thursday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacted frostily to the idea the following day. And joining us now from his home outside Tel Aviv is Dani Ayalon. He is Israel's deputy foreign minister and a former ambassador to the United States. Welcome to the program once again.
Thank you. Good to be here with you, Robert.
And after you were briefed last week by a senior State Department official, you said about Israel and the U.S., we're on the same page. And since then, Defense Minister Ehud Barak has said the Obama-Netanyahu meeting was less dramatic than it seems. Which is it? Is Israel greatly disturbed by the Obama speech, or are things okay?
Well, we consider, of course, the United States our best friend and ally. We believe we are the most dependable and best ally for the United States. This is not to say that there may be some differences which are legitimate among best friends. We've had that difference on the issue of settlements. Now the issue of 67, although reading carefully what the president said, we understand that in his view, it's only the basis for negotiation. However, Robert, why are we so concerned is that any line, any demarcation, any final borders should be the result of negotiations.
Yes, but Mr. Ayalon, it didn't take a very careful reading to see that clause with mutually agreed upon swaps. That was the phrase the president used. He wasn't saying go back to the 1967 borders.
Yes, but any reference, in my mind at least, to final borders, I think it's a little bit premature because all the core issues are basically interrelated. And you cannot really cherry pick, and I'm saying this to the Palestinians.
You said yesterday in the big West Bank city of Maale Adumim, which is home to about 30,000 people just east of Jerusalem, that the future of that city is, and I quote, the same as that of Jerusalem and the State of Israel.
Absolutely.
Yes. Are there any West Bank settlements whose future is not the same as Jerusalem and the State of Israel?
Well, I have said it specifically about Maale Adumim, first of all, because as you mentioned, it's a city with 32,000 inhabitants. And I'm trying to be pragmatic and not look into the ideology, into our claim and rights and everything like that. But we know that the major blocks of settlements would not be touched. By the way, Robert...
But the implication, Mr. Allen, the implication of that is that take away major blocks, which I guess would be Maale Adumim and the Etzion block and Ariel, that there are lots of other settlements that will be swappable and that someday will be abandoned. Why isn't Israel more clear about the fact that that's what its view of hard choices consists of?
I'll tell you, Robert, it's because bad experience. When we show flexibilities up front, unfortunately, what we see here is the Palestinians, they just pocket these verbal commitments and they start negotiations with pushing us even further. No one has been asking the Palestinians what are their red lines. So I think it's also a matter of tactics of negotiations, which is also makes good sense for us.
Yeah, although there are no negotiations right now.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah. In his speech about the Middle East last week, President Obama said this. He said, the status quo is unsustainable, and Israel must act boldly to advance a lasting peace. And then he said, a growing number of Palestinians live west of the Jordan River. The dream of a Jewish and democratic state cannot be fulfilled with permanent occupation. Do you agree that the status quo is unsustainable? Because it often appears that Israel thinks it's doing okay with the status quo and can go on like this indefinitely. What would you say?
Well, I fully agree with the president, and we do not want to see a continuation of the status quo. It is Israel's priority and interest to get peace with the Palestinians, but not in a way which will compromise our future here or our ability to defend ourselves in the future.
Mr. Ayalon, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.
Dani Ayalon, now the Deputy Foreign Minister of Israel, formerly Israeli ambassador in Washington, spoke to us from his home near Tel Aviv.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.